Hello, the topic of our lesson is building the future society. We're going to read excerpts from Bala Sulam. We are in excerpt number 65 on this document. You're welcome to enter our site and you'll find these excerpts as well as send us questions. Pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson.
Building the future society, surely this is very important, and we can see from current events just how necessary this is and how helpless we are when we look at what's happening to us, and from day to day we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. How will we develop? How will we determine our own place, our own life? Not even on a spiritual level, the spiritual world and then spiritual life, that's already something that, you know, is it before or after life? We're talking about life in this world. How can we use the wisdom of Kabbalah in a simple and practical way, realistic way, in order to arrange here in this world a good life? Is that possible? We see that if we learn the laws of nature and then use them, we can ease our life. Our whole world is full of inventions that came from understanding how nature works. And we see the difference between the life of a modern person and the life of a primitive person. There's a difference. Still, we are not moving towards the jungle, but they move towards us with all the negative aspects that we have in our life. So the question is this: how can we then use not just corporeal laws, not just corporeal laws of nature, but also the spiritual laws? The difference is that the spiritual nature talks about the relationships between human beings, the interior of the human being, his characteristics, his desire, and his relation to others. Now, it sounds like this is what psychology is dealing with, but it cannot discover anything because it's not a science. The wisdom of Kabbalah, however, reveals the spiritual laws to us, and even if we are not attaining them, we can learn them from the Kabbalists and then see what do we have in front of us and how can we better our state. Therefore, we shouldn't disregard what the wisdom of Kabbalah says towards human society and towards each and every person, because these are laws of nature. And nature will advance us towards this, whether we like it or not. As we say, either by path of light or by path of pain. So in our time, being in a state that is more and more unknown, misunderstood, the importance of the wisdom of Kabbalah grows further and further, because only from there we can make clear and accurate discernments about our progress from today to tomorrow, and even from today to today. So let's look at what he says. Now, in this entire process, we also need to divide it to two levels. The whole of humanity, or nations of the world, 8 billion people, and a small group of humanity, a very strange group, that no one knows exactly what's it about. What is it exactly, even though it exists for several thousand years, but people don't know what it is exactly. And everyone is helpless in trying to understand them, which is that group called the people of Israel. What are they for? Why is it impossible to just eradicate them or just throw them from the planet to space or something? But there is something about them that bothers the whole of humanity. The problem is that every time we suffer, some humanity suffers some harsh state in corporeality, there is always attention directed towards that group, the Jews, the people of Israel, and as if starting to try to blame them. We need to see that the problem is that really it's not in humanity, it's that this group needs to demonstrate the corrected state to humanity. And from day to day, things are becoming more vague, unclear, uncertain, and in these difficult states, we're in a very dangerous state. Like Baal HaSulam says, nuclear bombs, you know, there are bombs that are 1,000 times or 10,000 times bigger than what the Americans dropped on Hiroshima. It's unbelievable what there is today. It's possible to simply, you know, shatter the planet to pieces, just to explode it to pieces. There's that amount of energy that exists in a few countries. And we're coming to some states where it's unclear what's holding everything together, but the Creator doesn't let it happen. But Baal HaSulam writes that there can be a third nuclear and even fourth nuclear war. Who's going to fight in the fourth war? I don't know if it's a nuclear one. Probably something will still be left. But let's see what the wisdom of Kabbalah says, how we have to advance, to what form. And if we don't advance, the crises will be so harsh that, and after we will have to rise again after maybe a thousand, maybe thousands of years, after third and fourth world war, we'll have to once again recreate human civilization. Perhaps in a way that is more advanced towards correction. And then, connection will be in our awareness and in our consciousness, and we won't have to go through thousands of years of material development and also in human social materialism until we come to the speaking level. Today we're in a state where we either rise to the human level socially, or we go back to the still degree in terms of human society. What did you find?
In the writings of Baal HaSulam, the last generation, Baal HaSulam writes that if it's not clear to the world yet the general ruin that their future to bring to the world, they will wait till the third and the fourth world war God forbid, and then the bombs will do themselves their own. And what will remain after the ruin won't have any other counsel but to take upon themselves this work, that not both the individual and the nation will not work for themselves more than they need for their necessary sustenance, and all the rest of their deeds for the benefit of others. And he continues.
That's how it is. So let's read what the wisdom of Kabbalah recommends us to do with ourselves in order to avoid troubles and advance towards the necessary goal that is ahead of us.
Excerpt number 65 from the document for the future state. In the speech of the completion of the Zohar, Balasan writes, "The fact of the matter is that the Creator delivered our holy land from the foreigners and has given it back to us. Yet we have not received the land into our own authority since the time of reception has not yet come, as we explained concerning the complete attainment. Thus, He has given, but we have not received yet. Since we have no economic independence, and there is no political independence without economic independence. Moreover, there is no redemption of the body without the redemption of the soul. As long as the majority of the people are captive in the foreign cultures of the nations and are incapable of Israel's religion and culture, the bodies too will be captive under the alien forces. In this respect, the land is still in the hands of foreigners. And the proof is that no one is excited about the redemption as it should have been with redemption after 2 millennia. Not only are those in the diaspora not inclined to come to us and delight in the redemption, but a large portion of those that have been redeemed and are already dwelling among us are anxiously waiting to get rid of this redemption and return to the countries from which they came. Thus, even though the Creator has delivered the land from the hands of the nations and has given it to us, we have not received it and we are not enjoying it. But this giving the Creator has given us, and in this giving He gave us an opportunity for redemption, meaning to be purified and sanctified and assume the work of the Creator in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma. At that time the temple will be built and we will receive the land into our own authority. Then we will experience the feel the joy of redemption. But as long as we have not come to this, nothing will change. And there is no difference between the current manners of the land and the way it was while still under the hands of foreigners, both in law and in economy and in the work of the Creator. Thus, all we have is an opportunity for redemption."
Questions?
Shalom, Rav. Hello, Rav. Why should I be afraid of problems? When I'm in problems, I discover the darkness. There's something great that I can understand in trouble, in pain, in things that I receive from the Creator. It seems,
I'll tell you, I want to be afraid of troubles, because if I'm not afraid of troubles, I have a problem. I'm either not digesting them, not comprehending them. Look, fear is mandatory. Little kids, older kids, adults, animals, they all sense and know fear. Fear is a very good discernment that's necessary for life, for existence. If I'm not afraid of anything, I'll just drop myself off the roof and walk into fire. What does it mean that you have no fear? That's incorrect. To have no fear. Rather, you just need to know what are you afraid of and build protective systems in order to guard yourself and perhaps above the fear then obtain what you want to obtain. But fear is a good thing. When a mother lets her child go to the streets, she tells him, don't cross the street by yourself, ask for help, go on this side, not that side, watch out from this, watch out from that. Why does she do that? You see the same thing in animals too. On any level, fear is necessary. It maintains our existence.
I'm not talking about like I'm searching for problems or I see a problem and I enter into it. What comes from the Creator? What comes without me seeking it?
Yes.
So why should I be afraid of it?
If you feel fear, if fear comes to you?
If it comes from the Creator.
So He sends you that fear for a certain purpose.
For the sake of me discovering the darkness.
All right, so why not be afraid? It prevents you from going to all kinds of troubles and extending your path and extending your time. And if you are afraid, you need to look for why. I'm a system. In that system, there's a certain response of hate, of fear. Where does it come from? What for? How can I use it? How can I use the fear for action? This is I can't just say, oh, why am I afraid? It's nonsense. The Creator governs the person through many discernments, and fear is a very important one. You need to treat everything very seriously, just like with joyfulness and anything else that's positive. You need to relate to fear in this the same way as well. It only guards you to make the right steps forward.
If I understood the troubles that I get, it's like the matter and the fear is the instruments that I have to use, the vessels I have to use to understand the problems in advance.
Yeah, yes. Right, good. Yes.
Where we just heard just now in this excerpt, Balasulam says that the land was given to us, but we didn't receive it. And he gives two examples, that we don't have independence economically and also in our judicial and our courts. What does it mean to have, let's say, independence when it comes to our judicial?
To this day, and it was true when he was alive as well, we live under foreign cultures. Our whole legal system is based on English laws or Turkish laws to some extent. It's not what's suitable for the people of Israel in the land of Israel. We're all distorted. I think that's what he means.
And the independent economy that he talks about, meaning an economy that's managed by Kabbalists, is that independent economy?
No, even without it, but it's impossible to build in our world. This is a problem. He says he wants to show this as an example. Not that it's a bad thing. It's that our dependence on everyone is a fact. The Creator sets it up in a way that we will see in a much, much greater than any other nations. It'll be a much bigger problem. We think, oh, but we're a startup nation, high-tech, etc. If the connection with us will stop, you know what will happen to our economy within a few days? It's impossible to describe how horrible that can be. So we're 100% dependent, but our problem is just we're not looking at that. That's what he wants to say. Our dependence is a complete dependence, total dependence. But that's not the problem. The problem is we need to understand that and move towards being the people of Israel in the land of Israel. The fact that everyone today is interdependent, that's fine. That's just what this, the call of the time. That's what it is today. Everyone bears that influence. But how to build the country and society and the laws to be suitable for the people of Israel, so that what we get here within a few years is actually the people of Israel. We don't see any nation here, and all the more so the nation of Israel. What we see is a collection of exiles. Look at the streets. Look at what's happening. There's no more than that. This is what the people feel too. Small groups of interest can run the whole country, and you can't do anything about it. The laws that exist here come from the British mandate to the Turkish mandate, etc. And it's a problem. It's not a problem that we accept their laws. The problem is that our nation, the way it's supposed to be, here, as Israel in the land of Israel, that's not suitable. It is fundamentally incompatible. And so we're not going to ultimately continue here if we don't change it. Or we're going to run away from here. Because as a nation, you need to build a framework which keeps the nation within. Keeps it inside. And this, the current framework, is incompatible for the people of Israel. It's incompatible. We have to rebuild it differently, and it's only through education.
I want to ask on a thing that's connected to that. For quite a while, they're talking about the 100th plan of Trump to arrange things with
That Israel. Already passed. We're done with that.
It's not relevant really today?
No, they gave that report there in Saudi Arabia. Where was it? Wherever it was.
In Bahrain?
That's it. It's done. The Arabs said no, and that's it. Some said yes, some said no. That's it. Some of them are interested in getting rid of all those Palestinians. They give them more trouble than they give us. But what can you do?
So when a Kabbalist sees such initiatives, he doesn't relate to them in any...
Oh, of course not. Trump is still not the Creator's deputy that gives us the higher plan. Sure, the century plan, yeah, but for the Creator, that's not... In short, until we make the correction, there's not going to be a correction everywhere in any other direction. It's not going to happen. It's only to show us that this is your burial place. Either you receive the Torah, the light that reforms, or, enough. Third World War. In truth, we have to see things this way, very, very clearly. It can't go any other direction. Development will either go towards correction in a straight forward kind of way through education of the public, education for this people, or this people, this nation is not a nation, because it truly is not a nation yet, and it doesn't have its foundation, and it doesn't have a correct framework, and then we will just scatter. This land will simply eject us and throw us out. We won't be able to hold on here. So it's all in your hands. In your hands, I'm saying. And you need to feel that. That other than setting up an educational system and explanations in such a way that the whole public knows what's happening, and that you tell them what's going on today, tomorrow, etc., that they understand the process, that if it happens, if things happen this way or that way, for better or for worse, you teach them that way, that there's no other choice but to come closer to each other. And more than that, we have to do that.
Peter.
Peter.
Каждый ваш ученик должен писать статьи и выставлять их в интернет. А вот можно ли
Every student of yours needs to write articles and put it in the internet, like we heard. The question is, can we write articles? Let's say now, in the third part of the lesson, there's an atmosphere, a desire to write an article, and then at 6 o'clock in the morning, do we want to already publish it? The problem is that some of the thoughts that you bring forth in the lesson, you can't really hear them yet because you're writing the article itself. The question is, as we're going, it's worth it. No, I'm sorry. He's saying, while the third part of the lesson is going on, he's writing an article. Now there's a lesson, the third part. He sits in the third part of the lesson and writes the article. So he doesn't hear parts of the words that you're saying.
Not too bad. It's okay. He can hear, he can complete it afterwards somehow. More important to write articles, but he's writing in his name. Not in my name, I hope. Right? And scatter it online wherever you have, wherever you can, in all languages. Yes, Chaim.
So that we don't come to World War III or the fourth one, the women of the Israeli Kli are doing wonderful work all over the country. They're giving out the newspaper that explains to the people of Israel where the solution is. And we, the men, need to help them. There are many more newspapers, and really all the tens here in Petah Tikva and in Israel can...
The women newspaper hasn't been distributed yet?
We are, all over the country.
Or we can spread it in distant places.
Yes, really, from Eilat to Kiryat Shmona, we're giving it out, and the responses are truly heartwarming. Women are going out, and the heat wave, they're going out constantly giving it out, and we, the men, need to exert a little bit more to help them. So I'm calling on everyone, really, we still have more newspapers, let's make an effort. Couples, pairs, tens, go out and let's disseminate this message.
Excellent, so we'll try. And all people from the groups that are here today also take newspapers to your area, and I'm asking the women, especially the women, you have to hand it out, otherwise we're not going to do it anymore. Yes, Leo.
We have very happy news, I would say even very much. Next Sunday, on the 14th of the month, we will have here in our center in Petah Tikva a unity evening to all the groups of Israel. This is time for applause. It's an event that happens only 3 times a year, and it's very special. It's an opportunity. All the women and the men, the friends all over Israel can come, connect, and with the situation in the country and the world, it's even more important. So I think it's very important. 6 o'clock in the evening, we'll gather on the roof. There's going to be a fun carnival of connection with good food and good music. And then we're going to afterwards come down here to the meal hall, where we will have a special performance of Nigunim as a preparation for the lesson, and then a lesson with the Rav. You can subscribe, you can register on Svivat Tova with the links that all the men and women received on WhatsApp. So that's it. Everyone's invited. We want to see everyone. Make the room for it next Sunday, the 14th.
But it's not a matter of the lesson of the Rav. It's about connection. That's what we gather for. So it's very worthwhile to come, and that's how we build the spiritual vessel for all of us.
Announcement. The afternoon and evening. You're welcome to watch today, 1:30 p.m., a live lesson with Rav Lightman on Tzivat Torah. A course on spousal relations, love, and all that's between us. With Tal Mendelbaum, come and we're going to learn how to be perfect relationships. Come and get lessons on life and connection in general. Cub COL for answers. Being Israeli, a unity evening for the groups in Israel, Sunday, 6 o'clock in the evening. Everyone's going to be gathering here in the Petach Tikva Center. In the event, we're going to have connection with a lot of good food, a performance of Nigunim, of Kabbalists, and, of course, a lesson with Rav Lightman. The registration on Tzviva Tova and a link that was sent on the application WhatsApp to everyone. The radio Zohar will accompany everyone before and after. It will start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and will continue from the end of the evening for at least an hour after that. And now we'll sing.
When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching, searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. Fill the emptiness, and we'll never be alone. We are the people, we are born to love. Love's a shining light when we unite in this crazy life. Path will end the misery.